and they propagate their wretched race. One grisly joke alone, methought, the skeleton seemed to play off here. It had stuck election bills on the walls, which the wind and rain had deteriorated into suitable rags. It had even summed up the state of the poll in chalk on the shutters of one ruined house. It adjured the free and independent starvers to vote for this man and vote for that man, not to plump, as they valued the state of parties and national prosperity, both of great importance to them, I think, but by returning this man and that man, each naught without the other, to compound a glorious and immortal whole. Surely the skeleton is nowhere more cruelly ironical in the original monkish idea. Pondering in my mind the far-seeing schemes of this man and that man, and of the public blessing called party, for staying the degeneracy, physical and moral, of many thousands, who shall say how many, of the British race, for devising employment useful to the community for those who want but to work and live, for equalizing rates, cultivating wastelands, facilitating emigration, and